Later, after I'd got Charlie to bed, I made supper while Lawrence and little Bee sat at the kitchen table. Digging at the back of the cupboard for a refill of pepper, I found a half-full packet of the amaretto biscuits that Andrew used to love. I smelled them, secretly, holding the packet up to my nose with my back to Lawrence and little Bee. That sickly sharp smell of apricot and almond. It made me think of the way Andrew used to wander around the house on his insomniac nights. He would return to bed in the small hours with that smell on his breath. Toward the end, the only thing keeping my husband going was 6 amaretto biscuits and 1 tablet of Cipralex a day. I held Andrew's biscuits in my hand. I thought about throwing them away, and I found that I couldn't. How duplicitous grief is, I thought. Here I am, too sentimental to throw away something that gave Andrew slight comfort, even as I cook supper for Lawrence. I felt horribly traitorous suddenly. This is exactly why one shouldn't let one's lover into one's home, I thought. When the supper was ready, a mushroom omelette, slightly burnt while I was thinking of Andrew, I sat down to eat with Lawrence and little Bee. It was dreadful. They wouldn't talk to each other, and I realized that they hadn't spoken the whole time I'd been making supper. We ate in silence, with just the sound of the cutlery. Finally, little Bee sighed and rubbed her eyes and went upstairs to the bed I'd made up for her in the guest room. I crashed the plates into the dishwasher and dumped the frying pan into the sink. "What?" said Lawrence. "What did I do?" "You might have made an effort," I said.
"Yes, well, I thought I'd be alone with you tonight. It's not an easy situation to adjust to."
"She's my guest, Lawrence. The least you can do is be polite."
"I just don't think you know what you're getting yourself into, Sarah. I don't think it's healthy for you to have that girl staying here. Every time you see her, you're going to be reminded of what happened."
"I've spent 2 years denying what happened on that beach, ignoring it, letting it fester. That's what Andrew did too, and it killed him in the end. I'm not going to let it kill me and Charlie. I'm going to help little Bee and make everything right, and then I can get on with my life."
"Yes, but what if you can't make it right? You know the most likely outcome for that girl, don't you? They'll deport her."
"I'm sure it won't come to that,"